With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich predicts the major reforms happening under President Trump will give Republicans strong momentum heading into next year's midterm elections.
All of that, I think, by the summer of 2026 is going to lead to the Trump boom. And the choice that fall is going to be between a Marxist socialist party with weird social ideas and a Republican party committed to fixing Washington.
Gingrich was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Montana Senator Steve Daines says the GOP should take advantage of its control of Congress to cut even more waste from the federal budget.
This is an incredible opportunity. We've got to keep pushing for it. There's more tax policy, indexing capital gains would be one. We go after additional cuts in mandatory spending that we can get 51 votes for.
He was also a guest on the Salem Radio Network, says the GOP should be able to pass two more reconciliation bills before next year's midterm election. Officials in the Texas Hill Country have some good news. After the deadly flooding of July 4th, they say just three people remain missing, down from nearly 100. The announcement comes after people who had previously been reported missing have since been accounted for. The reduction in the number of people on the missing list comes as the search for victims does continue. Trouble out in the Far East. Typhoon Wiffa has toppled trees and caused major flight disruptions in Hong Kong and at some nearby airports in China as it moved west off the country's southern coast earlier today. Airports in Hong Kong, Shenzhen, Zhuhai, and Macau canceled or delayed all daytime flights. Some high-speed train services were also suspended. The storm moved west with landfall after drenching Taiwan and the Philippines. This is SRN News. A disturbing new study from the Anti-Defamation League finds that 25% of Americans believe the recent surge in attacks on Jews in this country, quote, is understandable. Anti-Semitism spiked around the world after the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel, and the U.S. has not been immune. Almost 40% of respondents also say the attacks on Jews would stop if Israel were to halt its efforts to remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip. On a more positive note, the ADL poll finds 60% of Americans believe that anti-Semitism is a serious problem, and 75% say the government needs to do something about it. Although Christianity is widespread across Africa, church leaders say they're still combating the popular appeal of witchcraft and other occult practices. Many people, including leading politicians, secretly consult witch doctors for perceived advantages. The shamans claim to offer protection or success through rituals, drawing clients from across the continents. Many countries. This is SRN News. Correspondent Mustaqim Hasnath reports on a trip down memory lane this weekend on one of London's vintage trains.
This train is from 1938, and yes, it still runs today. It's been fully restored and is taking passengers on special heritage journeys around London. And this year is packed with various transport milestones for the city. 25 years for Transport for London and 200 years since the first trains ran in the UK. Inside the train, it's all maquette-covered seats, Art Deco lighting, polished wood, and yes, back then, you could even smoke on board the train. London was the first city in the world to build an underground railway, and it opened in 1863.
Well, today is Sunday. It's July the 20th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including musician Kim Carnes. She's 80 years old today. This is SRN News.